Obviously, you know, not as expected. I take a lot of pride in playing better than that, and you know, I put our team in some difficult situations. I think, I think my hat's off to this defense. I mean, our defense gave us every chance to win, and you know, offensively, myself included, took away from that. So, obviously, I'm down right now. I expect to play better than that. I think more of myself than that. It's just, it was a bad day. I put ourselves in harm's way. Like I said, our defense played plenty good enough to give us a chance to win, and didn't work out.
How much do you credit the Eagles defense, or do you take blame yourself? How do you divide up?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you got to give those guys a little credit. I mean, a lot of credit. That's a really good football team. You know, they challenged us, played a lot of man-to-man. And there were a lot of times where there was really nowhere to go with the football. And, I tried to take a shot down the field twice on Cromartie, and he's a 6'2 corner, great player, real long, and he got me twice. And so, I was just trying to take shots. Travis is a great player. I got a lot of confidence in all my guys around me. But that's a good defense. They, like I said, they didn't give me a lot throughout the day.
You were talking about the
lead when they score, late in the game. You know you're going to get one chance at it. And then what happened on that last pick?
Yeah, it was again. They played man to man. I was excited. We practiced that 2-minute drill in practice, and I knew the situation. We need a field goal. So Phil's good. So you got to get to the 35-37 yard line to give us a chance for him to kick a field goal, and. Mo ran a speed move just like he was supposed to, and the ball slipped on me or took off on me and happened to go right to Allen. So he, like I said, Mo was doing everything he could. Ball just took off on me, and bad things were always going to happen when that happens.
The very first drive, you had Massaquai open. Were you just so hyped up that you overthrew him?
Yeah, no doubt. I told him that. I was jacked up. I had a lot of adrenaline. I didn't even feel like I even threw that ball. I mean, when I left my hand, I thought I underthrew it, and the ball just took off. I had a little bit of adrenaline going early on, and definitely settled down. But just missed a couple throws that that one, and then the one to Alex in the right corner of the end zone. I got hit, but still, that's not really an excuse. I got to make that throw. I make that throw 10 times out of 10. And so, the first one I was pretty amped up.
What do you take good from this game?
Well, I think, that's a good football team. We played four quarters with them and battled. And, we defensively, we play, like I said, plenty good enough to win. And I think it just shows we can play with anybody. You just got to take care of the football. And that falls back on me. Like I said, I feel like positively I threw the ball where it needed to go all day. Like I said, they played great defensively and took a lot of the stuff away we had thought that might be there. But overall, I think there's some good there. I mean, it's hard to tell right now because I'm still obviously upset with the outcome. But it's gotta go watch it tomorrow. I'll be in there first thing. I'll be the first one at the building tomorrow. There's no doubt about that.
Brandon, just feel a lot different than all those college days, all those baseball days. I don't know if just the big stage or not.
I mean, as far as the game, I think anybody that's a competitor that comes into this situation is going to be amped up and want to make a play and do a lot of good things. Every game I had in college, I was amped up, and I'm going to continue to be amped up going forward. It was a lot of fun out there. I mean, I had a fun. I didn't really, like I said, the outcome is not exactly what I wanted, but didn't overwhelm me.
16-10 when you get the ball back, and what's the plan there? Was it to be a little conservative, just to use clocks?
Yeah, I mean, I think, our defense is playing well. We wanted to use a little bit of clock and try to, try to get down there and kick a field goal. I mean, we were almost in field goal range we were trying to kick a field goal and make it a two-possession game, but had a run for a lost yardage and a couple incomplete passes, and unfortunately we were out of range. But that was – momentum was definitely on our side. I mean, that was one point in the game we had the momentum. Just wasn't able to capitalize on it.
The running room for Richardson never looked to be there, but it got smaller as the game went on. Was that a result of just the offensive struggles? Were they able to clamp down even more as the game went on?
Well, I mean, like I said, you got to give those guys credit. I mean, that is that's a very, very, very good defensive line and really, really good linebackers. And so you got to give those guys credit. But, you know, but that being said, I mean, we got a really good offensive line. We got really good backs. So, you know, we need, like I said, I don't know where we went wrong there. I don't know. You know, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know where all the mistakes were, but we'll find out tomorrow, and Hop will get those guys right. And you know, in this league, you have to run the football, you know, and you got to be able to throw it too, obviously. But you got to be able to run the football and do some things there. They played a lot of man coverage. They challenged us, and you know, they unfortunately made one more play than we did.
Yeah, it was tough to get Trent out of the game. What was he like in the huddle, and how did you think he looked after missing all the pieces?
I thought he looked great. I mean, he was, you know, he was great in the huddle. I mean, he was continuing to be a leader. He was talking a little bit more than he normally does, and I thought he did well. I think he played fast. You know, hit the holes we need to. I thought he had a good first showing.
Hey, Brendan, on another note, what at the start of the game, what happened? Like the flag came out and you were there, and then you disappeared.
Well, I was expecting to give me a little warning. I was playing catch. I always play catch in the same exact spot, and next thing I know, they're running a flag at me. So I had to lay on the ground for a minute and let it roll by and get up. But yeah, that one kind of caught me off guard. But I've done that for years. I always stand right there on about the 35, 40 yard line, play catch, and next thing I know, there's about a 100 yard flag over the top of me.
You were just kind of going underneath.
I just sat on my hands and knees and just kind of waited. Me and one of the equipment managers, and I looked at him the whole time and said, man, this sucks.
Brandon, do you remember a game where you struggled in your career like this one?
Yeah, I mean, as an athlete, even though you wish they're going to be all up, there's going to be some downs. And, you know, fortunately for me, obviously I've had games where I haven't played as well, but I feel like I've given my team a chance to win. You know, and today there was times where I didn't really do that. And that's the part that kind of gets to me the most. I think, you know, I really take a lot of pride and given whatever it is with the outcome. If I throw five touchdowns, no interceptions, or four interceptions, no touchdowns, I feel like I want to give my team a chance to win. And, you know, like I said, it's a long year. It's a long season. You know, obviously I don't want to remember by the first one because we're going to turn around and play in 7 days. And this one's in the past. Unfortunately, you can't do anything about it. You know, it stings. It's going to sting for a few days, but, you know, part of my makeup is I got a pretty short memory, and I'm not going to let anything get to me. I'm going to continue to work, bust my tail, and like I said, give this team a chance to win.
Couple more guys. Going back to when you're up 16-10, though, you had one short throw outside, and then you had the third down throw was up to the back, which right about the line of scrimmage. Was that by design to throw them short?
Yeah, they... Well, I mean, we want to get a completion, stay in bounds, obviously, you know, with the clock on our side and the score. You know, that situation, they played Tampa, and Nnamdi just played it really well. You know, he squeezed the guy down, he squeezed Gordon down the slant, so I thought I could bang it on the back. You know, he just, you know, Nnamdi made a good play. You know, that's the thing about this league is you want it to be all roses all the time, but those guys are really good on defense. You know, they're going to make their plays too. You know, and like I said, I felt pretty good with the way things were going at that time. We just... unfortunately, it didn't work out.